Welcome to the Pride and Prejudice Minute by Minute podcast, where we discuss the 2005 version of Pride and Prejudice Minute by Minute. Today, we'll be discussing Minute 104, which, depending on your version, starts at around an hour 43 minutes and 30 seconds and runs till about an hour 44 minutes and 30 seconds. I'm your host, Susanna.
And I am Sandra. And last minute, we saw how Bingley was trying to work through what just happened at Longbourn and trying to come up with a new plan, which included practicing with Mr. Darcy, which was absolutely great to see.
Absolutely. 10 out of 10.
And yeah, once they seemed ready to give it another go, we switched to Longbourn's sitting room, where Jane was once again trying to convince herself that she is completely over the situation. But of course, Lizzie does not believe this. And then we ended the minute specifically with Jane apologizing to Lizzie that Mr. Bingley came with Mr. Darcy, and a close-up of Lizzie's face. And that's where we start again this minute.
Yes, because of course this is controversial.
Yes.
And yeah. Lizzie immediately kind of has this soft smile.
Yeah, she tilts her head a little to the side.
Yeah, a little coy. And it's like, yeah. And she actually says, "Don't say that."
And Jane just looks super confused. Like, why ever not?
Yeah. And I mean, we talked about this last episode a little bit, yeah, about how Jane missed a significant portion of the character interactions between, you know, Darcy and Lizzie. So,
yeah,
as far as she knows, Lizzie still hates his guts.
Exactly. Because they never ever talked about it as well. So,
no, yeah. Because, you know, Lizzie conveniently forgot to tell. Nah, she chickened out.
Yeah, she totally chickened out. Yeah. But we switch back to Lizzie, who takes like a few seconds to prepare herself. And then it seems like she's really going for it this time. She says, "Jane, I've been so blind."
And she has like watery eyes.
I don't know if it's watery eyes, but she is way more serious. That coy little smile that she had before is definitely gone.
No, I feel she's getting a little emotional.
It's not even weird, I think, because we already saw how much she wanted to interact with Mr. Darcy when he was in the room.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, that all didn't happen, and he was quite short with her. And yeah, there's definitely some frustration there as well.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
Yeah.
And I think in a little bit, it's also just when she says, "I've been so blind," it's also a little bit of an acknowledgement of her prejudice, ha ha ha, title drop, and her pride.
Yeah, it's in it, it. Just this sentence alone, without any context, is already a bit of a confession in a way. Yeah,
because she, you know, she let herself be guided by someone who was awful. And in the end, you know, Darcy showed his true colors, which basically saved their entire family.
Yep.
But that is a lot to say. And Jane just seems a little bit of confused still. And she says, "What do you mean?"
Like, she absolutely has no clue what this is about. Like, apparently it's about Mr. Darcy, because she mentioned that, but she absolutely cannot imagine what she's been blind about regarding Mr. Darcy, because that's how little information she has.
Oh, absolutely, yeah. But before Lizzie can do anything to explain herself, Kitty interrupts.
Yeah. And I do like, because before that, we do get a little, a few more seconds on Lizzie's face, and she really looks like she is about to continue. It really looks like she is not chickening out this time. But yeah, instead, it's the Bennett. So of course, somebody is going to interrupt it.
and we hear Kitty shout, "Look, it's him. He's back. He's come again." And the camera kind of stays focused on Lizzie, who, you know, needs this time to kind of recover from you know, the emotional, what she was going to say and all that.
Yeah. Because they both Jane and Lizzie do look in Kitty's way, like in the direction of the window for a moment. But while Jane's gaze lingers there, Lizzie actually turns back.
Yeah.
And this is the way that she's looking at Jane is really a mixture of, I'm so glad that you're getting the happy end that you deserve, but I also wish that I could just tell you about mine.
Yeah, exactly. I think so, yeah. And of course, she was ready to bear her soul here. And now she kind of has to suck it all back in.
Oh, like, that's horrible.
Because the men are here.
Yeah.
Which
is also important and good and happy, yeah. I guess. But it's hard for Lizzie at this moment.
Though, obviously, when we hear Kitty say, look, it's him. We, of course, need to guess who it is, but it's Bingley. Yeah. And we see it when the camera switches to outside, where Bingley, with a very straight back, walks up the steps. And we see Kitty in the window and Mrs. Bennet coming to follow, coming to stand next to her very quickly, like, wait, what?
Yeah. It's like they're not even trying to hide themselves. They're just openly gaping through the window at Mr. Bingley, who is coming again. And like, even besides Kitty and Mrs. Bennet, Mary and Jane join as well.
Yeah.
So everyone's kind of looking through that window except...
And I love their expressions, because you have Kitty, who thinks this is hilarious. She thinks this is so funny. Meanwhile, Mrs. Bennet kind of looks suspicious, like, why is this man back?
Is it really are you sure? Yeah. Are you not just imagining things?
And then Jane, of course, looks mostly shocked, like, what?
Yeah.
And sadly I cannot see Mary's face because it's right in between window panes. So.
Yeah, and Mary doesn't show a lot of expression. I think she is curious about this entire situation, though.
But, of course, Bingley came inside the house. And the camera is then again on, basically positioned in the door of the salon. And we see all the ladies again turning around. Not quite as in unison as they stood up last scene.
No, and I think like they're in the exact same position as we saw through the window. It's really like he really immediately stepped in, went around the corner, and then stepped in because we hear his footsteps.
Yes.
And like Mrs. Bennet, like everyone is turning around like in one motion, but like Mrs. Bennet does an entire turn around and she just looks like a startled deer in headlights.
She goes a full 180.
It's great. Like, she's so thrown off by this.
And their first turn is then, you know, it's pretty fast. And then they slow down a little bit. Like, okay, he's here. And then we actually see this Mr. Bingley standing in the doorway. Also very awkward.
because we actually see him swinging the door fully open. Mm-hmm. Like, he's... Or he's awkward, but he's way more confident. Like, he's here. He's entered the room.
Yes. But I also think that he immediately starts talking, so he can't be interrupted again. And that he can say his entire thing.
And he can't back out again. Yeah, but I mean, it is also what he decided to do, of course, earlier with Mr. Darcy, where he said, just say it. I'm just going to say it.
Yes.
He's actually really going to say it.
He does actually say it. He says, I know this is all very untoward, but I would like to request the privilege of speaking to Miss Bennet. Alone.
Yeah. And then he pauses like for a few seconds and then that alone. Like, very meaningful. Oh, it's great. Like, just in case it wasn't clear to anyone what he's here for, he really needs to talk to Miss Bennet alone.
Yes. And he's right. It is very untoward. You want to be left alone with a lady?
That's very, very shocking.
One-on-one?
Scandalous.
Absolutely scandalous, yes.
Yeah. Yeah. But okay, so next we see all of our ladies again, who are kind of just frozen in their place for a few seconds. It's great. Nobody moves, nobody says anything. And then Mrs. Bennet, like, she almost whispers, like, everybody to the kitchen immediately.
Yeah, I feel like she does it in, like, the way you would speak around, like, a spooked animal. Like, she's kind of like, okay. He's here. He said something. Let's not scare him away now.
Yeah, exactly. That's exactly what it is. It's really great.
It's really her just going to... Okay. Last time it went a little bit wrong. This, you know, a couple minutes ago. But now we're doing this. We're doing this. Everyone to the kitchen immediately. And Kitty walks past with this big smile on her face.
Yeah.
And we see Mary follow as well. Lizzie will as well. But Mrs. Bennet, of course, stops a little before Jane because...
But Lizzie doesn't actually move at this point because she is still sofa where she was sitting at before, which is interesting because she's standing up.
She
and she's
didn't
just
move at all.
At
no,
Jane.
She just stood up from the sofa. Oh wow!
They like her and Jane are having a silent conversation right now. Mm-hmm. You don't see anything, but they are definitely having a silent conversation.
But I do like that Mrs. Bennet then also specifies, you know, while holding Jane's hands, like, except you, Jane dear, of course,
of course, like. Just to be clear, like, you're saying,
I am she wasn't even allowing moving, but... this one-on-one, and I want a ring out of it.
I am going to listen at the door, though, but... yeah, but it's sweet because she kisses her hand, and then she follows Kitty and Mary out. And as the camera moves along with her, we get close to the door, then we see that Lizzie has
not moved
at all. Yeah. But we see Bingley standing a little bit behind her, and as Mrs. Bennet arrives where he stands, she says to him, "Oh, Mr. Bingley, it is so good to see you again so soon." Luckily, she leaves it at that because she makes a polite bow to him and then she exits.
Oh, but that is so funny because it can't have been more like than like 20 minutes.
No,
20-30 minutes maybe.
Mrs. Bennet was still standing, I think, even in the room. Like, she hasn't even sat down yet, so it must have been a very short time. Yeah.
So I think it's hilarious that it's like, oh, it's so nice to see you again so soon.
Yeah. yeah. Then,
she is funny. I do like Mrs. Bennet.
Yeah, absolutely. I do love this rendition of Mrs. Bennet a lot. Yeah. Yeah. So that kind of leaves Lizzie, who then also turns around and finally faces Mr. Bingley. And she makes a polite little bow to him. She doesn't really say a word. And then she walks out and meaningfully closes the door behind him.
Yes. She closes the door because, of course, she actually wants to give them some privacy.
Yes, and that's also the question that he had, to be left with Miss Bennet alone.
Yes.
And it's really sweet because Bingley looks back at the door as if to confirm that it is really happening. He's really alone here with Jane. He's really going to say the things that he wants to say.
Yes. And then we sadly already come to the end of our minute. Because Bingley looks back at Jane, and then the camera switches to where we see Jane stand. Looking at Bingley with her hands held out in front of her, very proper. But also a little expecting, like, what are you going to say? What are you going to do?
Like, she's holding her composure, like, very, very still and very politely, but there's definitely some anticipation in the air. And it's a very pretty shot because you have Jane, like, at the very right, and then you have the window next to her.
Yeah, and then you have those washed out blue paneling on the wall. And it's, you know, it's just so light and airy and...
I think also, the the shot itself is, it isn't cluttered. It is very calm,
yeah,
which is nice. Like, everyone has left and they're alone now. They can find,
they can sort themselves, you know, make out.
Things happen. Exactly. It's great.
Which, you know, sadly, you won't see until the next minute. Or won't hear.
No.
Or, if you want to completely watch the movie till this point, you know, feel free.
Yeah, absolutely. It's been out for 18 years.
No. Okay. I did not. No. No. Yeah. No.
every minute we introduce this podcast with that this is specifically the 2005 version.
Yeah, okay,
we are now in 2023. Sorry.
Yeah, I'm going to close this off because I'm having a little bit of an identity crisis again. Oh, goodness, we are old. You know, if you want to talk to us corpses, you can do so. on our Instagram, because we're not hip enough for TikTok, under the name PMP Minutes. Until then, I've been Susanna,
and I've been Sandra.
Bye. See you next week.
Goodbye.